This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
We are so delighted to have live on the phone a national treasure who possesses the greatest voice of our generation, entertaining us since 1985. She's got multiple ARIA Awards, a Logie, inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, member of the Order of Australia. The accolades go on, so I can only be talking about one lady. Of course, it's Kate Sobrano. Welcome back to Joy. How are you
going?
Good
morning.
Hello. Look, we're excited to have you on the phone this morning to tell us about a brand new concert on the 5th of April at Memo Music Hall.
Yes.
What can we expect? Is it jazz? Is it rock? Is it pop, Kate? Which one?
Well, I'm actually currently in the throes of having the most interesting career change. I mean, it's always the way with. I'm actually genre fluid. That's what I've decided I am now.
I love that one.
I know. I think I'm going to take it on. It's going to be my new record label, Genre Fluid.
Beautiful.
I had a very well critically acclaimed indie album out with Steve Kilby, which is, I know, it's hilarious. On the back of doing a jazz album and suddenly I've got a rock album. But it's not actually a rock album. I'll be doing music from The Dangerous Age.
Yes.
Which are self-penned songs with Steve Kilby, but I won't be doing so many that an audience is going to go, I wish she'd just play her hits, because I'm likely to play all them too.
Oh, that's what we want to hear. Look, I was lucky enough, Kate, to actually hear you sing the Momentum City Lights, 1973.
Yes.
That was...
You were so lovely having you there. I loved it.
Well, it was fantastic. I'm going to tell you, what a great song. What a classic cruising track. Real pump and bass line.
Yeah.
I mean, that's from the new album that you're talking about, Dangerous Age. Is that what the rest of the album sounds like as well? Or we've got this real cruisy...
It sounds like the kind of music you'd put on to drive toward a long distance across Australia. It's got all of, I've harvested all of my heart from all the pubs I've performed in across the country, all the people I've met, the sort of the very, the kind of stuff that Tim Winton writes about and Steve, you know, Trent Dalton, about real Aussie characters. And I feel that that's in the music. It's definitely my, it's my youth in, with Australian pub rock, but also because I loved Steve Kilby in the Church. I loved,
yeah.
Maybe I was a little bit of an emo and didn't know it.
never.
I love a soundtrack that I know that I could play all the way to Coomera and think that I'm in the video clips because you're in the, that outback.
That's exactly it. I've got to quote you on that because that's what I'll put on my next press release.
Well, it's going to be you and the Harry Potter audio tapes and that.
I can handle that. Call me money.
As I said, my hubby and I were so lucky to drive down to Barwon Heads in January to see you perform at the Wonderland Spiegel Tent with Kate and Co. Let me tell you, girl, you're amazing. You own that stage with that wonderful band. But what really gets me is, as a punter, as someone sitting in the audience, is the atmosphere of that Spiegel Tent is just so magical. You can feel it goosebumpy.
Yeah.
As a performer, do you also get the... Does the venue have power over your performance as well?
Most definitely. It's like being wrapped in a dress that you've always longed for. Maybe your favourite auntie wore it once and it's still got her perfume on it, and you know that when you put it on, you're going to be slightly empowered and maybe a little bit older, a little bit wiser than you are. That's what I definitely feel that.
Andy, our producer's like, oh, that touched him. That you actually got the content right in there. Look, I was also really lucky to see you at the Palms with Brian Cadd. Now, that was, you guys shared the stage. It was amazing. It was beautiful. I loved being in there because my birthday was turning 37, yet I saw all these cool cats in the audience that were a little bit older. But at the same time, I was like, look at these cool cats. We shared a table with this amazing group that thought that our buying a couple of bottles for the table was an exciting thing to do. But what does having Brian, like, I hadn't really known too much about him, so you brought him to the table for me. What is it like working with someone like him and traveling Australia and with all these Aussie legends?
Well, it's fun sitting in a truck as we're going out to Woodend. Dallas Braskus and I, she's the singer that was on stage with me during CAD shows.
Yep.
You know, the beautiful
yes
big, she's amazing, and I think we scared Brian, actually. We sort of sang at him and his lovely, fluffy white hair went feeling like with static. and he looked like, he's like, holy God's name, I think I'm just happy to sit in my own little ray of sunshine. Or he, as he calls himself, Little Ray from Sunshine. So in all fairness to him, I'm not sure if he was as comfortable with being there as we were, as delighted with being there with him.
Look, we didn't see that. Yeah. We saw chemistry. From an audience perspective, I thought it was quite gorgeous, actually.
I'll tell you where his match was struck, was when he showed his new songs that he'd been writing. And I feel like artists very rarely, when they're famous at his level, we often, obviously we want to play all the hits for our friends and for our audience and our fans, but the true muse hits, and I could feel it within him. He had so much to tell about that song that he performed. I think it was related to where, like, he was describing Prince, and he was describing all the people we've lost this year.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was singing about how they're not really ever gone, because they don't die, they sort of live on in this. And as he was singing it, I was really touched, because for two reasons. He is a songwriter, and he's one of our country's most famous songwriters.
Yeah.
He's like the Banjo Patterson of rock.
Yes.
Love that.
I love that, yeah.
I saw him as the Papa Smurf of rock.
Okay, Papa Smurf, Banjo Patterson, same thing.
Not only do you have the wonderful concert on April the 5th at Memo Music Hall, you're also going to be joining some very talented Australians up for the APIA Good Times Tour, which will travel all through Australia and will land here back in Melbourne on the 31st of May. And you're also going to have, so Brian's also going to be part of that lineup. What's it like getting together with all the old crew from back in the day? Do you all still have a bit of fun, or is there rivalry?
You know, the one thing I'm excited about, and you guys are both too young to know this album, but I had a platinum album with Wendy Matthews.
We
did this album, which we've never performed together. And so this will be the first time that we're putting up those songs, which I think is going to be, for the people that will be in the audience, that particular type of concert. I think that should be a rare David Attenborough moment. It's like sneaking up on them in the wild.
Oh, your two voices together will be magic. That will be absolutely magic.
It's worth just for me. But then, you know, Deborah and Willie are my dearest friends. I love her so much.
Deborah Conway, fantastic.
Yeah, and because, you know, her husband's on the drums, it's quite a travelling family unit, with Vicar and Linda, of course, as well. And so whilst there will be Brian and JPY, these are artists I've worked with before, the other thrilling game changer for me is Leo Sayer,
who I adore.
he's like a fart in a bottle. Such a
chonker toy. Oh, Kate, we could talk to you all day, which we did do last time. The podcast is still out from that. That went off. Look, the concert is for April the 5th at Memo Music Hall. Tickets are out now already at the memomusichall.com.au and APIA Good Times. Tour, feature yourself, seven other Aussie legends at the Palais Theatre on the 31st of May. Tickets are at ticketmaster.com.au. Kate, we also love following you on the socials.
I love it too. You guys are ace. In fact, we've got to do some more stuff together if you ever come to the gigs again, guys.
Well,
Can we do a live? Tom just jumped up to that.
Wayne wants a meet and greet badly.
My hubby told me that when I left this morning. He goes, please, next time we go, please let me meet Kate. And I go, you'll never meet Kate. She's my BFF. Stay away.
Well, this time, if you guys are free, you just text me and I'll have champagne at your table, single red rose, and you can come and gas bag with me backstage.
Well, yeah! I can't wait. Look, remember, everybody, get on there and follow katesobrino.com.au. Go onto her website, because I would tell you, this girl has tours non-stop, and you're going to have the best time to go out there and hear
one of
the voice of our generation. Thank you, Kate.
Oh,
we adore you.
Thank you, guys.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.